Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Hey. We left off with daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we mentioned yesterday we were in the middle of discussing the chiddush of Rav Anan. Rav Anan's chiddush was that a mumar l'avodah zarah is a lot of shech. The way we arrived at the chiddush of Rav Anan was by quoting a brisa where it said something about a mumar, and we were trying to either prove or disprove the idea of Rava that a mumar l'teyavon of an ochel nevelos l'teyavon rather is a lot of shech as long as you check for him. So the Gemara said, no, maybe that brisa that says that it's okay is assuming like Rav Anan, that it's not, and it's not talking about a mumar a person who's ochel nevelos l'teyavon, it's talking about a mumar l'avodah zarah. And a mumar l'avodah zarah, you're allowed to trust the shechita. So the Gemara brought a raya, how do I know a mumar l'avodah zarah, you're allowed to trust the shechita? Because a great tzaddik, Yehoshaphat, ate from the shechita of Achav, and Achav was an ovid avodah zarah. So the fact that he ate from the shechita of Achav, that's the raya that you're allowed to trust the shechita of a mumar l'avodah zarah. So we mentioned yesterday there are seven attempts to disprove that raya, to reject that raya. We read the first six yesterday. Now we're up to number seven, three lines from the bottom of the page. Last word on the line is Vidilma. So it says in Gemara, Vidilma zavuach gavri da achav, achal achav v'gavre. Maybe that which Achav's men had slaughtered, Achav and his men ate. But zavuach gavri di Yoshafat, achal Yoshafat v'gavre. The Gemara had just shown that when you have a person who's a leader, who's a terrible Rasha, some stomach, you have the right to assume those who follow him are also Rishayim. When you have a great Tzaddik who's a leader, you have the right to assume that those who followed him were also great Tzaddikim. So Yehoshaphat's people could certainly be trusted on Shechita, because Yehoshaphat was a Tzaddik, stomach his people were Tzaddikim. So maybe that's what happened at the Suda. Achav's people shechted, and Achav and his people ate from that Shechita. Yehoshaphat's people shechted, and Yehoshaphat and his people ate from that Shechita. And therefore we have no raya that you're allowed to eat from the Shechita of an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Yehoshaphat didn't eat from the Shechita of an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya, because we just know that lo avam maflig nafshe mineh, that Yehoshaphat was not careful to separate himself from Achav because of any sort of chashad that maybe he's feeding him Isser. Even though Achav was a mumar l'avodah zarah, he was not a mumar l'kol haTorah kula, and Yehoshaphat did not stay away from Achav on account of his being a mumar l'avodah zarah. We just know that he didn't stay away from him. So, frak the Gemara minolan, you just know? How do you know that? Where do you find that Yehoshaphat was not careful to stay away from Achav? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. Number one, ilei mamidichsiv kamoni kamocha kami kamcha, that Yehoshaphat says, the pasuk says, vayomer el Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat, Achav says to Yehoshaphat, Atelech itil melchama Ramos Gilad, are you going to come with me to war? And Yehoshaphat's response to Achav, Vayomer Yehoshaphat melch Yisrael, Kamoni kamocha, Ka'ami ka'amecha. So Yehoshaphat says, we're one, we're brothers. I'm like you, my nation is like your nation. So he's telling him explicitly, we're one and the same. So maybe that's the source that Yehoshaphat did not separate himself from Achav in any way. El me'ata, but if you read the end of the pasuk, he also says, kisusai kisusecha, my horse is like your horse. So what, that's also about Hachinami? So that's also about expressing to him how they're like brothers, that you're like me and I'm like you, and we're no. Elamada Haviasusecha Taviasusai. He's saying we have a shared destiny in this Muhammad. Whatever happens to your horses will happen to my horses. So Hachinami, Maida Havia Lach Vilave Amach, Tavi Alai Vilave Ami. So too, that's what he was saying, that Kamoni Kamocha Kaami Kamech. He wasn't saying that we're one and the same. He was saying, whatever my destiny is in this war will be your destiny, meaning I'm going to join you. I'm going to join you in the battle. That's all he was trying to say. He wasn't saying anything about any sort of religious discussion or any sort of brotherhood. He was just talking about a shutvus in this battle. So that's not a raya that Yehoshaphat did not separate himself from Achav. So Ella, rather we need to come up with another raya. Ella mehacha, maybe the raya is from here. Umelech Yisrael v'Yoshaphat. Shafat Melech Yehuda Yoshvim Ish Al Kiso Melubashim Begadim Begoran Pesach Shar Shomron, that Yoshaphat and Achav sat together in the Goran, in the threshing floor by the Pesach Shar Shomron. So my Goran, what does it mean in the threshing floor? Ilem a Goran Mamish, if you want to say it was literally a threshing floor that they were sitting at, Atu Shar Shomron Goran Ava. You think the Shar Shomron was a Goran? It was a threshing floor? It's not Shaykh that it was a threshing floor. The Gemara doesn't explain why it's not Shaykh that it was a threshing floor. So the Ritva points out that there is a halacha. The Gemara Maseches Baba Basra. The Gemara Maseches Baba Basra tells us that the din is that you have to be marchik the goren min ha'ir chamishim amah. You have to keep the goren 50 amos away from the city. So if you have to keep the goren, and the reason that you have to be marchik, it's a mishnah Baba Basra Chavdal and Beis marchik and a goren min ha'ir chamishim amah, and that's true even in Chutz La'aretz Kol Shekein Eretz Yisrael, where you have to worry about the noy ha'aretz. You have to worry about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. All the more so, you need to be marchik 50 amos. So it's not shayach that these two kings were sitting in Shar Shomron and there was a Goren right there in Shar Shomron. And it's also, the Pasha Pshat, it's just not a respectful place for kings to be sitting. Why would they be sitting by the threshing floor? So rather, what does it mean that they were sitting by the Goren? Ella ki Goren. It was like a Goren. The arrangement, the way the chairs were arranged, the way the seating arrangement was like a Goren. The Tanan Sanhedrin Haisa kechatzi Goren Agula. We have such an expression when it comes to how the Sanhedrin would sit. Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle. That's what it means, like a goren, that it was arranged in a semicircle. And the reason the Sanhedrin sat that way was so that they could see each other. That all the members of the Sanhedrin should see each other. Rashi says, why is it so important that they should see each other? Lioshomin ishes chavero umisvachin ze im ze achetetze hora kaalacha. Said each person could hear the other person's arguments when they're going through the masu matan of the din, and each one comes with a taina. They should be able to hear each other's tainas until they're able to paskin accurately. If they were to just sit in a straight row, Ein b'nei rosh hashura ron b'nei sof shuraso. The people at one end of the row won't be able to see the people at the other end of the row. Uka gula shleima lo yoshun k'dei she'e makam latzeis v'lavo. And the reason they didn't sit in a complete circle was you needed to get in and out. You're not going to be able to get in and out of a complete circle. It would just be too complicated. Now Rashi in Sanhedrin says a different reason that it wasn't a complete circle. He said because the Sanhedrin also had to see the Edim. The Edim would stand in front of the Sanhedrin. So if the Edim were in the middle, half the Sanhedrin wouldn't be able to see the Edom. So it seems like a much more logical reason, much more important reason, instead of the practicality of having to say excuse me when you leave. So it's just that they needed to see the Edom. Why is it so important to see when you're talking to people? So apparently the ability to focus is enhanced when you're able to see the person who's talking to you. I think that's pretty clear. If you're only here but you don't see, so you're not able to focus as clearly. To the extent possible. So if they really want to be able to listen to the tainas of the other dayanim and really think about them, it's best if they're able to see them. But the bottom line is, what do we see that goren means over there? Not that it's actually a threshing floor, but they sat in such a way where they're able to see each other. So it's a simon of chiba and reus, that they're sitting baguda achas, they're sitting together when they're sitting in a goren. So that's what it means. So Achav and Yehoshaphat sat in a goren doesn't mean they sat in a threshing floor, it means they sat in a way where they're able to converse with each other, they're able to be together, they're able to talk to each other clearly, so that there you see a relationship, a bond between Achav and Yehoshaphat. So you see that Yehoshaphat didn't stay away from Achav. So that is the second raya, and that is the one that we accept, that Yehoshaphat didn't stay away from Achav. Says the Gemara, Leima Misayele, we have a raya that it's okay to eat from a shechita of a mumar l'avod zara from somewhere else as well. Not only from Yehoshaphat, we have a different raya. And by the way, the raya from Yehoshaphat stands right now. Every rejection, all seven rejections of the raya did not work. They all failed. So the rejection of so the raya stands that in fact you can eat from a shechita of a mumar l'avod zara based on the raya from Yehoshaphat. So the Gemara says, but I'll bring you another raya. The raya is va'orvim mevim lo lechem u'basar b'boker v'lechem u'basar b'erev. That when Eliyahu in Sefer Melachim had to go far away, and he didn't have any access to food, so the Orvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace, that Orvim would come and bring him his food. They would bring him lechem u'basar in the morning, lechem u'basar in the evening. Where in the world were the Orvim getting this food to bring to Eliyahu HaNavi? They were bringing it from the slaughterhouse of Achav. So Eliyahu HaNavi was being fed from the slaughterhouse of Achav. So that's the raya right there that you see you're allowed to eat from the shechita of a mumer laval dezara. Achav's slaughterhouse was certainly Achav was a mumer laval dezara, and as we said before, his followers mestama were as well. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Al pi adibor shayni. Obviously, that was the psak of the Ribbono Shel Olam in that situation, because that was the food that was brought to him miraculously by birds. So that was the psak of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what he's going to listen to in that situation. That's not a raya ledoros that you're always allowed to have from the shechita of a mumer laval dezar. If you look at Rashi, al pi adibor shayni, shakadosh baruch hu tira lofi sha'a. It was a raya sha'a of hakadosh baruch hu, that hakadosh baruch hu allowed it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've commanded the Orvim to be mechalkel you. That's what Chazal say whenever it says such a thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh an animal. So you have that by Yonah also, by the whale, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaveh the whale. So the Chazal, I think the Midrash, it might even be Gemara somewhere, that mitzaveh on an animal doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to the animal and says, please do the animals don't have the koach hadibur. It means that the animal all of a sudden feels an urge to do that. It's the animal just reacts in that way, having no idea why he's doing it. The animal doesn't think through things rationally, but that's what it means. We just use an expression of mitzvah, but it doesn't actually mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to animals. Life is not a Disney movie where all the animals get to talk and have normal family lives and conversations. So Tosos raises a very interesting question over here. Pia Dibur Shaini, Fractosos in Tomar, Ulamaida Salkadaitach Delavi Al Pia Dibur, meaning when we first brought this raya, we assumed it was an Al Pia Dibur, meaning that it was just stam, that it was it's a raya that you're allowed to eat from the shechit of Mumla Vodzara. Is that the only problem, halachic problem, that Yoa Navi was going to run into by eating this meat that was brought to him by the Arvid, that it was shefted by Mumla Vodzara? Tikshi Damarav, Basar Shin Salim Ayin, Asal Kaman. The Gemara is going to say later on, there's another Isser, Basar Shin Salim Ayin, meaning even if it was shefted. Excuse me, even if it was shafted by a very religious Jew, a very righteous person, if you haven't had clear shmira over that basar, and the basar has been exposed, and anybody else could have come and switched it, says Allah of basar shenasali minai, and that's why we require seals on our meat and the plumba in the chicken, and to make sure to save ourselves from the problem of basar shenasali minai. So according to the Havamina, that it wasn't a special harash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we could actually determine what the halacha would be from this story. What happened to basar shenasali minai? So says Tosfos. Now that part he knew, that he was somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't have to worry about basar shenasalim min, that it wasn't being brought to him from the slaughterhouse of an ovi kochavim, of a non-Jew. But he didn't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being matir shechitas tabachim da'achav, if not for the fact that it was mutter anyway. A little bit difficult to understand. Why the chiluk? Why would the Gemara is going to assume that of course al pi adibur basar shenasal min ayin is suspended, but we're not going to assume that automatically that the other isser is suspended, that the isser of eating from the shechita of a mumer laval dezara is suspended. So that's a very, very difficult thing to suggest. Very hard to understand exactly what Tosfos is talking about. There are other answers that the Rishonim and the Achronim give to this question. The Ritva just adds a whole bunch of other questions. He says, what was the Havana of the Makshon over here? It's Mavur and Psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was commanded him to eat from the Orvin. I mean, what was the Havana of the person asking that you see this is a raya to anything? No, it's clear in the Psukim, if you just know what the Psukim say, it's clear in the Psukim that this was Al Pi Adibur. The Ritva also says, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be matir in Isser Shalol Tzorech? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Basar Shal Heter to feed him, or from Ovadia, or the 7,000 people that were not Ovid Avodah Zarah, that we discussed yesterday, that were in hiding from Izevel. What about those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have gotten him Shechita from those people? So the Ritva's Matarets, that in the Gemara originally understood that Al Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu he ate, because he promised him that the Arvim are going to bring from a makom karov, from the tabachim shalachav, and you don't have to worry that the arvim are going to bring from anywhere else. And the Gemara proved proved from there that the shechita of achav is kasher, like the shechita of Rav Anan. Because if the shechita was aser, then even from a makom karov, he should have been choshesh l'rov. He should have been choshesh for the rov of the people around that their shechita is aser, because the avadia in his chaverim were a miut. So he was the fact that he was allowed to eat it, the Gemara thought, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskining that this is mutter. The Gemara says, no, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskining that it's mutter. This was a hora shah. Meaning, obviously, the whole time they understood that this was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, the fact that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that a psak halacha l'doros? Or is it a hora shah? That's the difference between the Havmin and the Maskana. The Havmin was that it was a psak halacha l'doros. Maskana is that it was only a hora shah. So it says, my Orvim. So what are Orvim? What does it mean that the Orvim brought him the food? Amar Avina, Orvim Mamish. Literally means Orvim. It means ravens. Amar Le Ravad Bar Minyomi V'dilma Trey Gavri Davar Shemayu Orvim. Maybe it was two people whose names were Orvim. Milok Siv Ayargu As Oriv Betzur Oriv As Ze'ev. Doesn't, after all, the Pasuk account for that possibility that it could be just a reference to people and not a reference to ravens. So Amar Le Ishramayu Milsit Shemayu Hav Shemayu Orvim. So that would be a remarkable coincidence that it really just happened to be two guys whose name were Orvim and happened to be the same name as a bird that is likely to carry meat, were the ones that brought him the meat. That's a little bit far-fetched. So it says, well, okay, fine, maybe their names weren't Orvim, but Vidilma al-Shem Mekoman, maybe they were called Orvim based on where they came from. Maybe they were from a town called Orev. So there were two Orvim, two people from Orev. So Milo Ksiv, Aram Yatsu Gedudim, Yeshu Me'eretz Yisrael, Nara Katana, V'Kashalan, Karila Nara, V'Karila Katana. And we have a difficulty understanding the Pasuk. The Pasuk on the one hand calls her a Nara, on the other hand calls her a Katana. So how do we reconcile that? V'amrab Pidas, Katana. Nara sometimes doesn't mean young girl. It means she's a katana, she's a younger girl, not a Nara yet, but from a town called Nuran. So she's called a Nara. It's like a New Yorker. It doesn't mean your name is New York, that's where they're from. So says the Gemara, no, you're right, that could have been what the Pasuk meant, but then, in Cain Orvim mi bayulei, it should have said Orvim. Orvim implies that it was actual Orvim, not they were people from a town called Orev. Now, Frecht Tosfos, v'alfa gav d'chsiv, Ivrim, Mitzrim, v'loksiv, Ivriim, Mitzriim. It doesn't say in the Torah, when it refers to the Egyptians, that they were Mitzriim. If grammatically the Torah should have said Orviim, so then why doesn't it say Mitzriim? So he says, Hasam lekalamiti. Now, when there's nothing else that it could mean, then the Torah will write it shorthand and won't put in the extra yud. It's obvious that Mitzrim means people from Egypt, even though it doesn't say Mitzriim. But grammatically, apparently, the Gemara is telling us Mitzriim would have been more accurate. Now, in general, this whole raya, we already had a raya from Yehoshaphat that you're allowed to eat from the shechita of a mumar l'avodah zarah. So the achronim are bothered by the kasha. What's the Gemara adding by bringing a raya from Eliyahu after we already had a raya from Yehoshaphat? And we end up rejecting this raya from Eliyahu because it was Rosh Hashanah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. But still, what was the Gemara's having meaning to bring a raya from Eliyahu? So the Teferis Yaakov explains that from Yehoshaphat it's not such a great raya, because you could say that since Achav wanted that Yehoshaphat should eat from his shechita, so he was careful to make sure that the shechita would be kosher, that it would be saying he was respectful. He wanted to make sure that Yehoshaphat would be comfortable eating from a shechita, so he gave Avadio or one of the Avdei Yehoshaphat to Shecht. He allowed them to do the shechita to make sure that the kosher standards were okay for Yehoshaphat, because after all, Achav was trying to convince Yehoshaphat to join him, so he wants to make sure that he gives him everything he needs. So that's why the Gemara brings a raya from Eliyahu, who is eating from shechitas Achav unbeknownst to Achav. Achav wasn't trying to satisfy Eliyahu with this shechita. He had no idea ravens were coming and taking meat from the slaughterhouse and bringing it to Eliyahu. So that's the additional raya, that even when the guy is doing the shechita, not the guy, the mumar l'avodah zarah, the Jews, the mumar l'avodah zarah, is going and doing the shechita and not realizing that it's being done for somebody who's a shomer Torah mitzvahs, who's careful about kashrus, even then you're allowed to trust that, you're allowed to trust the shechita, and obviously he's going to be doing the shechita, he's not going to be giving it to anyone. anybody else. That's the that's how the Teferis Yaakov understands the additional raya of the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Let's bring another raya. Hakol shochtin vafilu kuti vafilu arel vafilu Yisrael mumar. Everyone's allowed a shecht, even a kuti, even an arel, even a Yisrael mumar is allowed a shecht. So hi arel hechidami. What's the case of an arel that we're talking about? What kind of arel is he? If you say that it's an arel whose brothers died as a result of mila, and therefore he didn't have to get a mila because it's shown genetically that it's dangerous for him to get a mila, well then he's a perfectly good bona fide religious Jew. There's nothing wrong with that. It must be that we're talking about someone who dafka doesn't want a mila. He's a mumer for arelus. Then ema seifa. But then if you continue in that brisa, it says that an arel, we said that an arel is allowed a shecht, and then we say vafil Yisrael mumar. Even Yisrael mumar is allowed a shecht, but arel already meant a mumar la arelus. So what's vafil Yisrael mumar adding? Heichidami im mumar l'davar echad. If he's just a mumar for one din in the Torah, so that's the same thing as a mumar la'arelus. Mumar la'arelus, we already mentioned. It wouldn't say it twice. Elav mumar la'avodas kolchavim uchid ravanan. It must be that we mean a mumar la'avodazara, and that's assuming like ravanan that this is a raya to ravanan that a mumar la'avodazara you're allowed to eat from a shechita. So that's another raya to ravanan. Says Gemara, not a good raya. Lo, the other meimelach mumar la'avodas kolchavim lo. Maybe really mumar la'avodazara you're not allowed to eat from a shechita. The mar chamura avodas kolchavim shkolakovba kemoda bekalatora kula. That avodazara is so severe that someone is kofer and avodah zara, it's ki'ilu, he's moden kol ha'Torah kula. So avodah zara is much worse. Maybe what it means to say is that he's a mumar in nevelos. So on the one hand, we say that a mumar for mila, you're allowed to eat from a shechita. The additional chiddush is that even a mumar for nevelos, he's not even careful about kashrus and shechita himself. You're allowed to eat from his shechita too. That's Rava's shechita. So it's a raya to one or the other. What the Gemara, this is the second time we saw clearly from Brises that either Rava or Ravanan is correct. We just don't know which one because the Brises are sufficiently vague that they're coming to be marba one or the other. We just don't know which one. So meisve frak gemara michem v'lo kulchem lahotzias amumar. We darshan from the word adam kiak. It says in pasuk adam kiak michem karban by neder and nedava. A person goes and brings a karban. So we darshan. It says michem v'lo kulchem. We darshan that it's not anybody can bring a karban. Who can't? Lotzias amumar. A mumar, you're not allowed to be makabel in the dava from. A mumar wants to go bring carbon. We can't be makabel it from him. Michem, and not only do we dashen that, we also dashen bachem chalakti v'lo bu'umos. Where do we make a chilek based on a person's hashkafos, based on if he's a mumar or not a mumar? That's only within Klal Yisrael. But within the umos ha'olam, we don't have any such chilukim. Kula misnadim makabel mehem. Rashi says all the umos ha'olam are allowed to be misnadim. It doesn't matter what their belief system is. You're allowed to be makabel karbanos from them. But within Klal Yisrael, we're much more picky. A mumar is not allowed to volunteer a karban. Mina behema. Lahavi bnei adam shadom in the behema. Mina behema means this comes to include even people who are like animals. What does that mean? Mikanomru makabel karbanos miposhe Yisrael k'dei sheyachzu ben b'tshuva. That you're allowed to be makabel karbanos from people who are poshe Yisrael, from people who are sinners in Israel, in order that they should do tshuva. By being makabel their karbon, you're hoping to give them a little bit of a moment of inspiration, and that will lead them on the path of tshuva. Chutz min amumar. Except for a mumar, someone who's menasei chayin, lavodah zara, and someone who's mechal shabbos farasya, them you can't accept their karbanos. So how do we make sense of this brisa? Hagufa kasha. It's a brisa zestira minei ubei. Amrit michem v'lo kulchem lahotzias a mumar. First we said in the reisha that a mumar, that we're excluding a mumar. V'adatani mekablin karbanos miposhe Yisrael. Then we say, yeah, but you're allowed to accept karbanos from poshe Yisrael. Well, what's the difference between a mumar and poshe Yisrael? So the Gemara says, here's the difference. Holokasha. Reisha mumar lekal Torah kula, mitziasa mumar ledavar echad. You're not allowed to take karbanos from mumar lekal Torah kula, but a poshe Yisrael in davar echad, in one issue, you're allowed to accept his karbanos. Okay, fine. That's the first two statements of the Brisa. But ema seifa, then the Brisa goes on to say, chutz min amumar umenasei chsiayin mechal shabbos farasya. That you're not allowed to get from a mumar. And a menasei chayin mechal shabbos farasya, but we're focused on mumar. So hay mumar hechidami. What kind of mumar is that? Well, we already said in the Reisha you're not allowed to accept from, so why would the Sefer just be repeating that same din again, that you're not allowed to accept from? And if it's that the Sefer is telling me you're not allowed to accept from, the middle case said that you're allowed to accept from. We want him to do tshuva, that's a Poshe Yisrael that you're allowed to take from. So what's the Sefer talking about? Elolav Halchikomar. Mumar is not a third category separate from Menaseh Chesayin L'Chal Shabbos Faresia. It's saying that if he's a Mumar L'Davar Echad, but that Davar Echad happens to be Avodah Zarah or Chil Shabbos, you're not allowed to accept from him. Normally, Davar Echad, you're allowed to accept. If the Davar Echad happens to be a big one, Chil Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to accept a carbon. Alma, Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, Mumar L'Chal Torah Kula, V'tiyufta d'Ravanan tiyufta. So even after we have all these rayas, that Ravanan was correct, we had Yehoshaphat, and we had Eliyahu, nevertheless, and we had the Brisa, nevertheless, none of those rayas stand in the end. It's a tiyufta d'Ravanan. We see clearly over here in the Brisa that you're not allowed except from a mumar, la avodah zarah. Now there is a discussion in the Achronim, about this din of a mumar of not accepting from mumar l'avodah zarah or l'chal shabbos farhesia, that it's shchitas upsula. The Shach in Sifkat Yud Zayin in Siman Beis, the Shach writes in Yerodea that there's a machlokas rishonim whether a mumar l'avodah zarah or l'chal shabbos is dafka if he was margil himself to do it three times, or maybe even if he only did it once, he already has a din of mumar. I mean, what makes a mumar? A guy's mechal Shabbos once, so you say he's a mumar? He had a taiva to be mechal Shabbos, so he's mechal Shabbos. He's going to be a mumar? Or it has to be he's a habitual mechal Shabbos. He does it over and over again. So the Shach quotes that it's a machlokas rishonim. Interestingly, when it comes to a mumar lahachis, if he's not a mumar l'teyavon, he's a mumar l'hachis, then it's pasha that one time is enough to pasal him. So what's the machlokas about? What's this issue about? So Rav Salvechik in the Shirei Harav, in Rav Shechter's notes on Rav Salvechik's Shirim and Yaradeya, that was put together by Rav Eliakim Konigsberg, explains that it's l'choret sarachiyin. How could you be machalik between a mumar l'teyavon and a mumar l'hachis? Why should it make a difference? In regards to a maisa avera, it doesn't matter why you do the maisa avera, whether you do it because you really desire that piece of chazer, or because you're angry at God and eat that piece of chazer. The Maisa Aveira is the same Maisa Aveira, carries the same Onesh, it shouldn't make any difference. So what you have to say is that a Mumar L'davar Echad L'Hachis has a din of a Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula, not because of the Chomer or the Maisa Aveira, not because the Maisa Aveira he did is such a Chomer Dikam Maisa, rather it's because of his, where he's holding Ashkafically, it's because it's symbolic of Kfira. That's why a Mumar L'Hachis is a Mumar L'Kol HaTorah Kula, even if he doesn't only once, because when you do lachas even once, it's kfir b'akaros baruch hu b'taraso. It's not because you did such a bad avera; it's because you're being kafir and akaros baruch hu. What about a mumar l'avodah zarah l'chal shabbos l'teyavon? Why is he dino ka'atum? It could be that it's not because of the maisa kfira sheyesh bedavar, not because of the act of kfira, because someone who doesn't have avera l'teyavon is not doing it because he's being kofar on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone just has a taiva to do something, he's doing it machmas teivaso. He's doing it because he wants to do it, not because he's being kofar on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is he pasul? The mumar l'chal shabbos, the mumar l'avodah zarah l'teyavon. It must be that's because of the maisa ha'avera, not because it's an act of kfira. So it could be that that's why some hold that he's not a mumar who's a dino ka'akum unless he's ovid avodah zarah mechal shabbos three times, because any time the shame mumar comes as a result of a maisa avera, it has to be a habitual thing. When it's an act of kfira, so then even one time is good enough, but a maisa avera would have to be habitual. So maybe that's exactly the machlokas between these groups of rishonim that the Shach quotes, whether one time is enough or you need to do three times by chil shabbos and by avodah zarah. And if you hold one time is enough, then you hold the yisod of the psul is an act of kfira. Whenever it's an act of kfira, one time is enough. But if you say that it's a din in the chomer maisa ha'avera, then you would need three times. And Rav Shechter pointed out that Rav Salvechik just added to this, that's why there's a difference between stam and mechal Shabbos and mechal Shabbos befarhesia. Let's say I know the guy's a mechal Shabbos. He tells me he's a mechal, he told me he's a mechal Shabbos. Or I just know, I caught him once. But if he's not a mechal Shabbos befarhesia, it doesn't necessarily pass him. Why should the Maisa Aveira is the same, whether you do it privately or you do it b'faresi. Either way, you're going to be Chayv Skila for being Mechal Shabbos. It's the same Chomer Maisa Aveira. Elamai, that the idea that you're pasul when you're mechal Shabbos is not a din in the Maisa Avera. It's a din in the act of Kfira. And as a public act, it's a much greater Chil Hashem, and therefore a much greater act of Kfira. In fact, the Darkei Moshe, Simon Beis, Sivkan Gimel, writes exactly that. He writes, Va'afim avar avodazar pamachad, o chilil Shabbos, im eino mafkir atzmo lifkor lasos bifarhesya, if he doesn't do it publicly, then his shechita is not going to be possible b'diavad. Beis Halevi in a tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches, has the following suffix. What about a mumar l'chal yom ha-kippurim? A guy is mechal yom kippur. Is that the same as a mumar l'chal Shabbos? So Beis Halevi says, it's totally in this exact shayla. Whether a mumar l'chal Shabbos is a mumar l'chal Torah because of the chomer maisa aveira, so then you could assume that yom ha-kippurim is just as chomer. Beis Halevi tries to prove that yom ha-kippurim is just as chomer as Shabbos, and therefore it would have a din of a mumar for if he's a mumar liyom kippurim as well. But if it's a din in kfira, well, that's because Shabbos is edus to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When you mechal Shabbos for hest, you're being kofar in the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's an overt act of kfira. Yom HaKippurim, if you mechal Yom HaKippurim, all you're being kofar in is the idea of tshuva. Very important idea in Yahadus, but is that an overt act of kfira? A person says he doesn't believe in tshuva, not so pasha. That doesn't necessarily makes you wrong, but it doesn't necessarily make you not be kores. So if it's a din in kfira, then mumar l'chal yom ha-kippurim would not necessarily be in that same category. That's how Rav Soloveitchik understood this whole parsha of mumar l'chal Shabbos, mumar l'avodah zarah. Okay, so frak the gemara vayter, v'ha mehacha nafka, mehasam nafka. Is this really where we learn that you're not allowed to be mekabel a korban from a mumar? The brisa that we just quoted, we have another source to tell us that you're not allowed to be mekabel a korban from a mumar. And that other source, says the Gemara, is me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumar. It says me'am ha'aretz, implying not kol am ha'aretz. So excluding a mumar that you're not allowed to accept a karban from. So Rabbi Shimon Yossi Yomer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Asher lo se'asan b'shkaga v'ashem, hashav mi'yidiyaso mevi karban al shigaso, eino shav mi'yidiyaso, eino mevi karban al shigaso. Rabbi Shimon Yossi says, no, you learn it from here. The fact that it says that a person didn't, that you did one of the things you're not supposed to do, bishogeg, so that's when you bring a karban. What does that imply? It's only because you were doing something that had you realized what you were doing, you would not have done it. Hashav miyidiyaso, had you realized at the time that what you were about to do is an aveira, you would have avoided it, you would have withheld from the action. But if you're eino shav miyidiyaso, then you don't bring a karban. So mumar is not shav miyidiyaso. The guy doesn't care. He knows exactly, even if he knew exactly what he was doing, he would still have done it. And therefore, he's not eligible to bring a karban. Tosos raises the question, why do I need a pasuk to be mema'it, someone who wouldn't be shav mi'idiyaso, who had he known what he was doing, would not have withheld from doing that action? If he's eino shav mi'idiyaso, so melech is zevach rishayim, it's a carbon of a rasha. So by definition, you're not allowed to accept the carbon of a rasha. So what's the havamina? So Tosa says, no, yeshlom de israch lechad dechazer b'tshuva achakach b'shoshah achal lo yeshav mi'idiyaso. Question is, what if at the time that he did the Avera he wasn't religious at all? At the time that he did the Avera, had he known that it was an Avera and he realized what he was doing, he still would have done it. But then he's done tshuva prior to bringing the karban. That's why he wants to bring the karban. He's done tshuva, now he's someone who would not do the Avera. So that's what the pasuk comes to mind. Even if only at the time of the Avera he was he would not have been shav mi'idiyaso, even then he doesn't bring a karban. Even if right now he's already done tshuva. So v'amrinu mai b'nayu, so we say, what's the nafkamina between whether you learn from the words mei am ha'aretz or you learn from ashelo se'asanu b'shkaga v'yashem? So v'amrav amnunu mumar lechol chela v'he the nafkamina is if a person is a mumar to eat chaylev and he's bringing a karban on dam. So he's a mumar to eat chaylev. So that if you learn me am haaretz prat lumumar, you can't accept his karban because he's a mumar. But if you learn that the din is hashav miyidiyaso, he's not a mumar to eat dam. Had he realized that he was eating dam, he would have been poresh. He would not have continued to eat dam. So then he would be allowed to accept. You would be allowed to accept his carbon. But either way, big fat question mark. We see over there that bottom line, when all the dust settles, we see that we have a different source for the idea of not accepting carbon from a mumar. So the Gemara says you need two sources. Chad bechatos v'chad biola. One to tell me about a carbon chatos that you don't accept from mumar. The other tell me you don't accept carbon ola from mumar. Why do I need two sources? One for chatos, one for ola. Tzrichi. Diash min chatos mishum de lekaparahu. Chatos comes for the sake of kapara. Aval ola de doronhu emel kabul mine. But an ola, which is just a gift that he gives to the Beis Hamikdash, so that you would think that you can be mekabel. Meaning, I would say the mumar doesn't deserve kapara. Kapara serves to benefit him too directly, so he doesn't deserve kapara. You can't accept a kapara carbon from him, but stama doron, that you could accept from him. V'yashmin an ola, and had I only been told about ola, even though ola is mechapara mitzvah, but it's not as direct a kapara. It's not as direct a kapara as a carbon chatos is. And had I only been told by a carbon ola that you don't accept an ola from mumar, mishum delav chiyuvahu, I would say, yeah, you don't accept that from him because it's all optional, it's all voluntary. Why should I accept a voluntary carbon from him? Aval chatos to chiyuvahu em lekabel minei, but a chatos which is a chiyuv, so who am I to play God and tell him that even though he's a Jew and he's chayiv to bring carbon chatos, that we're not going to take it and that he can't bring carbon chatos? So I would think that you have to be mekabel from him because it's a mitzvah. If he wants to go do a mitzvah, you have to accept the chiyuv that he's going to do. So tzricha, therefore I need to be told both cases, both by an ola and by a chatos, that you cannot accept, that you cannot accept it from him. So now we're just going to go back to a comment that we had before. The Braisa that we quoted before says, Darshan from the third wide line of Hamad Aleph, Darshan from the word min ha-behema, lahavi b'nei adam shedomim l'behema, that includes poshe Yisrael. From the fact that it used the term behema, so it must be that it's speaking in a derogatory way about the Jewish people who are being referred to in that pasuk. So the Gemara is going to question that assertion. Is that true, that every time the word behema is used, that it means to convey a negative message about the people that we're speaking about? V'kalhecha d'chsiv behema griusahi. Every time it says behema, it's always something derogatory. V'chsiv adam behema toshia Hashem. Adam Mehem Hashem will provide salvation. These are people who put themselves like a behema, meaning that they're submissive. They're not. We're not talking about bad people. We're saying a good thing. That like Adam Arishon, who was humble. So Hasam Ksiv Adam Ubehema. Hacha behema luchudeksiv. Now, when it says Adam ubehema, so then ain't a chinami. It's not speaking in a derogatory way. But when it just says behema, that's when it's derogatory. The Gemara challenges that. Adam ubehema mal yusei. When it says Adam ubehema, it's always meant as a compliment. V'aksiv zerati espes yisrael zera Adam v'zera behema. Over there, it says both Adam and Behema, and the Rashi fills in the blanks over here. He says the Gemara in Sotah Chav Beis Lo Karav Lo Shana Lo Shimish Tamid Chama Lava Kasav Omer Zerati as basically all Zer Adam Zer Behema is referring to someone who never learned Mikra, never learned Mishnah, never learned Gemara. Kolomer Achachamim VaBurim Kulam Azarim LeFrosam LeRbosam, that it's referring to both Tamid Chama and a Bur, someone who's a complete Amar. It's not speaking in a complimentary way at all. So the Gemara says No Hasam Hu Chalkei Kras. Zera Adam L'chud v'zera Behema L'chud. Over there, the pasuk itself distinguishes with a word in between. It doesn't just say Adam Behema, Zera Adam, Zera Behema, to distinguish between those who are Adam and those who are like a Behema, the Poshe Yisrael, the Burim, the people who don't learn at all. Fine. Period. Amar Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara. Rav Gamliel Beis Dino Nimnu al Shechitas Kuti Vasruha. Going back to the discussion of Shechitas Kuti, remember on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, we had Abaye and Rava that allowed for Shechitas Kuti just under different circumstances. Abaye only when Yisrael is Amid Al Gabav. Rava says even with the Yotzi V'Nichnas it's good enough. So Rav Gamliel Beis Dino made a takana, Shechitas Kuti is Aser. Amar Rav Zeid, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehuda, Shema Lo Shema Rabbi, Elu B'Shein Yisrael Amid Al Gabav. Are you sure? Maybe it's only Usr when there's no Yisrael Omid Al Gabav. But maybe if Yisrael is Omid Al Gabav, it's Mutter. Amr Leh, so he responded back to him, they responded back to Rabbi Zeira, Dami Hamirabanan Kidaloga Miri Inchi Shmaitza. You're speaking like someone who's never learned any Torah before, like you're totally unfamiliar with rabbinic dialogue. To assume that we're talking about only when Ein Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, B'Shein Yisrael Omer Al Gabav Lemaim Rabbi. Why, when the Yisrael is not Omer Al Gabav, you would need a chiddush to tell me that you're not allowed to eat from it? We know that already. Akuti is not careful about Lifnevel Sitin Mikshal. So there's no Yisrael watching him. Of course you're not allowed to eat from the Kuti's Shechita. The Chiddush of Gamliel must have been, even if there is a Yisrael Amir Al Gabav, you're still not allowed to eat from a Shechita. So that was the Taina back to Rabbi Zeira. Question is, Kibble Minei or Lo Kibble Minei? Did Rabbi Zeira accept that answer and therefore say, you're right, even if Yisrael is Amir Al Gabav, it's Asr to eat from a Kuti? Or did Rabbi Zeira not accept that answer? So we want to know, did he take that or did he not take it? So Tashima, so we bring a Raya. The Amr of Nachum Rizikom Ariyosi, Amr of Asi, Aniri Isias Rabbi Yochanan Cha'achal Mishchitas Kuti. Says, I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat from Mishchitas Kuti. Af Rabbi Asi Achal Mishchitas Kuti. And Rabbi Asi also ate from Mishchitas Kuti. V'toyba Rabbi Zeira. And Rabbi Zeira wondered, how could they have eaten from Mishchitas Kuti? Lo Shmielu Diav Shmielu Hav Mekabla. Is it because they never heard of the Gzeira that was made against Mishchitas Kuti? But had they heard of it, they would have accepted it? So remember, it's Rabbi Zeira wondering this. Odil Mashmielu V'lo Kibla. Or maybe they heard of the Gzeira against Shechitas Kuti, they just were never makabel the Gzeira of Shechitas Kuti. What does that tell you about Rabbi Zeira's understanding of that Gzeira? So we'll see in a second. Hadar Pashat Lenafshei. So Rabbi Zeira then clarified for himself what they held, whether they had heard of it and rejected it, or they never heard of it in the first place. Mistavra de Shmielu v'lo kibluah. It's most mistavra they heard it and rejected it. Diyisal kadai to klo Shmieluhu. Because if there was a takanas from Gamliel that you're not allowed to eat from Shechitas Kuti, and these great Rabbanim, Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan, ate from Shechitas Kuti mistakenly because they were unaware of that Gzeira. That's impossible. Why? Because these are the Shmielu, who have a Shmielu of Makablila, Hechim Yisayat Milsa, the Mechel Yisura, Hashem Behemtim Shal Tzadigim, and Kodesh Baruch Mevita Kol Yodim, Tzadigim Masmul Kol Shkein. It can't be that Kodesh Baruch would allow Tzadigim to violate an Isser, to be Nichshal in an Isser B'Shogeg. There's no way that they would end up eating something that's not kosher. So it must be that they heard of the Takana, they just totally disagreed with the Takana. Now, what does that tell you about Rabbi Zeira's understanding of the Takana? V'isal kadai techlo kibla minei. If Rabbi Zeira did not accept the response that he received, that the Takana applies even k'shei sholom and al-gabav, lishnilei kan b'shei sholom and al-gabav, kan b'shei sholom and al-gabav, then he shouldn't have been so bothered that how could tzaddik and be nichshal? Maybe they knew of the Takana, they held of the Takana, and they were nichshal, and they didn't know the Takana, and they would have held the Takana, and they were nichshal anyway, because it wasn't a nichshal. Maybe they ate from Shechitas Kuti when there was a Yisrael Amin al-Gabav. So it must be that Rabbi Zeira at the end of the day is not mechalik between Yisrael Amin al-Gabav and Yisrael not Amin al-Gabav, and that's why he was bothered. How could these great tzaddikim eat from Shechitas Kuti? It's always usher even Kishri Yisrael Amin al-Gabav, because he accepted that it's usher even Kishri Yisrael Amin al-Gabav, and that's why he said, it must be that they rejected the Takana entirely, that they heard about the Takana and they rejected the Takana entirely. Very chashuva Tosas on the bottom over here. Tosas says, really, tzaddikim can never be nichshal in an isser? You can never have tzaddikim that do something by accident and it turns out to be an isser? The Gemara Makos tells a harrowing story on Daf Hamid Beis of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, who killed an Eid Zomein, and it turned out that it wasn't really an Eid Zomein. The guy didn't deserve to die. So that's a pretty big mistake. It's a pretty big nichshal for a Talmud Chacham to do. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis on Beis, tells us that Rabbi Shmuel, when he heard that there's a Dinder Rabban, you're not supposed to read La'or and Aaron Shabbos, Shema Yate, lest you come to tilt the candle and you might be Mechabit. Rabbi Shmuel said, no, I'm going to read and I'm not going to tilt the candle. And then as he was reading, sure enough, he tilted the candle, or he was about to tilt the candle 2 days in the Gemara. What he did, whether he actually did or was about. But what do you mean? I thought a tzaddik is not, can't do an avera, because Baruch is never going to cause a tzaddik to do an avera. So says Tosus, no. Dafka b'midi da'achila in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takal al yadam. It's only by something that relates to food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mevi takal al yadam. Then he says even further, what about the Gemara Pesachim that someone ate before Avdallah? Isn't that maybe Takal Yadam? Rabbi Yirmi Baraba went to Rav Asi and he accidentally ate before Avdallah. That's a midi d'achila, and it was takala. He did something wrong. He says no. Even by midi d'achila, it has to be a cheftza shel iser, not just a zman of iser. probably what this Tosfos relates to is the concept called Timtum Alev. We're not talking about a Maisa Isser. B'shogeg, the Isser is not such a great Isser that a tzaddik can't violate an Aver B'shogeg. That's not the problem. The problem is that there's a natural consequence of eating non-kosher food. It's Metamtem Es Alev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't cause Timtum Alev to come to tzaddikim. But that's only when it's a Cheftza Shel Isser, and it's only something that you ingest and put in your body. It's not on just a Maisa Isser. Okay, we'll stop there.